The morning blend's not over yet. There's time for a second cup with David and Brenda.
Well, David, you were talking about how it's the last Friday of August.
Yep.
And for many children, young people going back to high school, it's their last Friday before school begins.
Right.
So they're going to make the most of this weekend. Well, many kids are also heading back to school. Of course, we talked yesterday about school starting back and kids are moving into the University of Portland. My own daughter's heading back this weekend to St. Martin's University. So kids are going back to colleges. And for some, well, it's a first-time experience leaving home. So there's so many exciting things kind of going on. You and I were reminiscing just, you know, it was just a few years ago. I myself, David, was leaving home and going off to school.
Yes, just a few.
just a few
years ago. That's right. Yeah. Me too. Just
maybe
a few.
More than that. Well, you know, Scott and I, we had a unique situation because we were already married.
Oh,
we had been going to a junior college there in our hometown where we grew up and met and married. And then we went away to a four-year university to follow Scott's educational aspirations, so to speak. And we were already married. So ours was a little bit different, I think, than the vast majority of college students are heading back now. So
did they have a dorm for married people?
No, they did not.
Yeah, I know some places do.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But no, they did not have a dorm. But you know, we made it through.
We
rented it. And it was years of, you know, real joy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was difficult. You know,
anybody
who's been to school, especially colleges, that's, you know, you got to be intentional for sure about your school. And you get caught up in sometimes being away from home for the first time. And yeah, you get a little outside the lines.
Yeah.
Well, it's time to bring it in. And our faith is definitely one of those ways that can help you, you know, stay focused in school. But, you know, again, I used to tell my kids, you know, it's my job to raise you in the faith. But, you know, it's your job to keep that going. Once you leave here, that's up to you.
That point.
So I found a great article I thought we could talk a little bit about and maybe share a little of our own experience. David, it's on churchpop.com.
Mm-hmm.
They say 4 ways to keep your Catholic faith alive on campus.
All right.
So I thought we'd kind of run through some of these to help you through. So they said, 1, fresh starts are intentional, meaning that as college begins, we need a fresh start. That's an intentional decision. There's no need to compare your faith life with what you did in the past.
Right.
Right? Kind of look at going back to school as a fresh page.
Yeah.
Right. In the fact, they say Father Mike Schmitz, who did the Bible in a Year podcast, he says, you know, be intentional, maybe engage in something that will encourage you to remain, you know, kind of faithful.
Sure.
Leadership position in the Newman Center. Sign up for serving at a weekend mass so that way you are there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Make that intentional decision. Secondly, now this is important too because there's lots of things that happen in school. If you are working, that's one thing. So you've got to work and earn extra money. You've got to go to your classes. You've got to make time for doing the homework to ensure that you are, you know, maintaining the grade. You do need time for recreation. You want to round out by, you know, if you do extracurricular sports, something like that. So it's important to be, as he said, intentional, but you got to prioritize your faith. I mean, if you want it to be a part of your life, well, he needs to be.
Yeah, you got to make time for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like everything else. Mm-hmm. And even if that means going through your, you know, your calendar on your phone, say, you know what, I'm going to spend, when I get up, I'm going to set my alarm just 5 minutes in prayer and meditation to start my day.
We just heard Father Furlow talk about that. Just give 5 minutes to the Lord, you know, how much that pays off, just those 5 minutes.
Sure. And then that does kind of seem to help write your day, right? So that way things can flow a little bit more smoother. And we know that, you know, college can be difficult too when you didn't get something turned in or a test didn't go as like you thought.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure your prayer life isn't just as you're walking into the classroom going, oh God, please help me with this test.
That's right.
Did you ever say that prayer?
No. Well, I thought it many times, that's for sure.
Especially if it was a late night party.
Yes, exactly.
I didn't go to a party. Humboldt State University, where I went, it wasn't a big party school. There wasn't a Greek system there. Same for my daughter who went to Washington, Western Washington. Definitely not a big, you know, if there was a party going on, she's right. Like, I don't know where it was. That, not exactly your experience.
No, I mean, you know, I was at a big campus at Oregon State, but one of the things that was great is they have the Newman Center, which was fantastic. And I spent time at the Newman Center, and they would have special masses throughout the week and for feast days and those sorts of things. But the other thing too, St. Mary's Church in Corvallis, they had a student mass every Sunday evening, which was awesome because you could finish your weekend by going to the student mass Sunday evenings. And I think they still do that. I'd have to go on their schedule to see. But now that's the St. John Society has the Newman Centers in Corvallis and Portland State, I believe, as well. And so they were awesome. The St. John Society wasn't there when I was there. But just having the Newman Center and having the student masses at St. Mary's Sunday evenings, that was a great, great opportunity.
Oh, I think diocese and archdiocese and orders, they are very intentional mm-hmm. about the priests and the religious that they choose to lead these Newman Centers and lead campus ministry, because we've talked about this consistently, meeting kids where they are and walking with them. That's definitely what they need. And so I just think there's just these very young, dynamic, holy mm-hmm. people that do exactly that. So.
Father Paul Perry, by the way, was at the Newman Center.
Oh, really?
When I was there. It's long, many years ago. But yeah, so shout out to Father Paul Perry.
Nice. So again, we've talked about three so far. Fresh starts are intentional, right? This, what happened in the past doesn't have to dictate how your faith will go this year. Be sure to prioritize Christ. And holiness in the ordinary, 5 minutes in the morning, perhaps a few Hail Marys as maybe you go by the Newman Center, right? Maybe keep that rosary with you. So it's in little things throughout the day that are helpful. And then lastly, they say, be disciplined and thoughtful.
Yeah.
So falling into a rut is easy. Allowing homework and daily activities will begin to want to fill in those spots. And you want to say yes to a lot of things. And again, college is a wonderful time to explore activities, find things that you are interested in, meet new people from really all walks of life. But you also need to be disciplined with our faith. That's like we go to Mass on the Sunday. You know, when we practice discipline and pray regularly, it's easier to discern what God wants us to do with our limited free time.
That's right.
So again, those are great articles from churchpop.com. It is on how to remain faithful while you're away at school and on campus. We hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.